Inherently Happy, episode 346, Happy Leadership. We begin, as always, with the Happy Creed. We believe in happy, in balance and growth, of being mindful and grateful, compassionate and understanding. Yowza ha ha, my happy friends. The best kinds of leaders take responsibility, not power. They don't lie, cheat, and bully from atop some ivory tower. They don't undermine, undervalue, and misunderstand cooperation, preferring affinity to craven and abject subjugation. I've had more than my fair share of bully bosses in my life, starting with members of my own family when I was young, and continuing on with school and work and the search for a wife. And there's a few things I've learned, such as knowing when to hold your tongue. Meaning, if you feel like you should confront your bully boss, well, don't. That would be seen as an act of war, and they'd rather torch the place than be proven wrong. And if you think they'll respect you for it, they won't. They will, however, hold a grudge until their dying day, forever dreaming of punching you in the face. No, you simply wait until they've calmed down. They've won whatever little battle they felt they needed to win. And they start worrying and doubting themselves again with the deepest kind of frown. That's when you can maybe get some good points in. But for any of this to work, you have to prove your worth first. Have a good attitude, even in the face of some of their rants. A good work ethic with an eagerness to help interspersed. And maybe even able to give some honest feedback from time to time, perchance. The trick is to see a bully for who and what they actually are, which is a fellow human being under a great deal of pressure that they may or may not have had a hand in adding to their own reservoir, and that maybe they need a break from, an ego refresher. So you have to be nice, have a thick skin, and genuinely want to help out. That may seem naive, but it's how I was able to turn temp jobs into full-time work. I could teach the worst of the worst what being happy is all about, where respect, thoughtfulness, and a good sense of humor were better than being a jerk. I became their confidants, their right hands, and they were always glad to have me. And I could frame any issues in ways that suggested their proper course. I took responsibility for the running of things so those bosses could see that the struggle for power isn't something they'd ever need to endorse. I didn't really change them, mind you, but I made those offices bearable at least, because I gave them no excuses to question me, though if they did, I knew what to say, that I'd fix it and never let it happen again, whatever it was, so that their anger decreased. And I could go back to demonstrating the poise, grace, and silliness of the inherently happy way. Ha ha. Yowza.